Today's program has been brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like. French, Italian or Chinese, Polish, Irish or Greek, all the world's got its own cuisine, 'cause everyone's got to eat. Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why.
Fry it, bake it or grill it up, make it spicy or not, cook it up the way we love, boil it in a big pot. Call it anything that you will, grub, chow or a nosh. Taste it, baste it, just don't waste it, cover it with a sauce.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
Nothing's better than just sitting down to a feast, a dinner date with salad plates and pasta, turkey and beef.
Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
And how I love a grand dessert, it tops it off every time. Breakfast, lunch and a dinner, such a great joy to dine.
Food, 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 a joy of life that you can't deny. Food, 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 there is no question of why. Food, 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 I've got a taste to be satisfied. Food, 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 there's so much of it to like.
Wow, that was awesome. You've tuned in to the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We are coming to you live from the back of Roberta's Pizza in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. And we're super excited to have some special guests in the studio today. I'm going to be joined by a lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Mariana Cotlier of Epicurean Apparel.
And I'm Erin Fairbanks, Executive Director of the Heritage Radio Network. And we are in studio with Norman Schoenfeld and Jan Tam of the Kitchen Opera Company. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Good, good. So we just heard a little bit of your work. I'm curious, where did you guys come from? The Kitchen Opera Company, what is that? Give us the lowdown.
Well, that's a great question, and it certainly has a good answer, but I'll have to start at the beginning, and you can stop me and as we go and ask me more as I feed you more potentially interesting subjects.
Sounds good. Feed me more. Yeah. I like it. I like it. He's already
food.
This guy can't get food off his mind.
Well, yes. Thank you so much for having us. The song you just heard is called Food, 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 and that's one of many songs in our repertoire. Kitchen Opera Company is an ensemble of world-class opera singers, the highest caliber singers in the world, who have come together to bring their passion and love of music and food into this idea called the Kitchen Opera Company. And it's as simple as that. If you know much or care much about the world of opera, you may know that it's quite an original idea. It's not necessarily something that you're going to see at the Metropolitan in New York City, but we've decided that there's a need and an opportunity to change the dynamic of the opera and the audience that we'd like to reach. And that's the beginning of our story.
Nice. It sounds like you guys probably have a lot of fun.
We are having a blast. There's nothing that you can imagine, I think, at least from my point of view, that could be more fun than putting the two greatest things that God put on this planet, music and food, into one organic mixture. And that's exactly what we've done. And it puts a smile on people's faces and all ages, from 6 to 60. We're, you know, smiling about music and food most of the time whenever we have a chance to put ourselves in front of a potential listener.
So where does the music come from? Like, are you guys pulling from a repertoire of existing songs, or is it original material?
Well, again, I'm probably the wrong person, really, to even be here today. I am the executive director of the Kitchen Opera Company, and my responsibility is really to manage the entity and to bring the idea to life from a marketing point of view, if you will. Somehow, it's the best way I can describe it. but in fact, the real talent and brains behind the Kitchen Opera Company are our singers. And my founding partner is a particularly important part of the mix, and fortunately he couldn't be here today, but we'll be back.
We'll definitely have you back.
And he's a particularly interesting guy, British gentleman, named Ryland Angel. And Ryland and I have spent many different diverse years and experiences together developing various music projects. Ryland himself is a very well-known and highly regarded countertenor, and hails from Bristol, UK, and has been here in the US for many years, and has released probably upwards of 40 different records and different recordings of different types. And he's Grammy nominated, and he and his ensemble of talent, which are writers, musicians, and singers, have put pretty much of an original spin on all of the music you hear. We do cover some, and we can do traditional opera very easily. We wrap that into our repertoire when we feel it's relevant. But the music we like to really talk about is our music that we've created for us personally, specifically. It's original, and it's for the Kitchen Opera Company. We own that music.
So if people want to see you guys perform or hear more of you, I mean, obviously they can visit the website, which is www.kitchenoperacompany.com. But if they want the live thing, is there a place where they can get that experience?
Well, actually, on a regular basis, there would not be. But as we are evolving, and this project, if you will, sort of took shape over the course of just last year. We sort of formed the idea, and we developed the repertoire, and we put together the musical ensemble. And this year will be dedicated to that good question, which is, you know, to find in interesting opportunities to get awareness out there and start to perform. And in fact, this is my first effort this year to be here with you on this radio show, which is a great platform to introduce us, because you guys are doing such fantastic work here in bringing the notion of food and culture together. And we obviously speak directly to that very heart of that idea.
Norman, what are the meals like at your opera company? I imagine you guys care a lot about food.
Well, you know, I can't even express or impress upon you how much we all care so much about everything that we're doing as it relates to both the worlds of culinary and the musical. And
does anyone there have a culinary background?
You know, not really. Ryland is an avid and enthusiastic cook. It seems everything has to be exceptionally spiced and particularly rich. He's British. So, you know, there's something about their sensitivity to the kind of food they like to eat, which is pretty robust. Nonetheless, having said that, we are all fans of all different kinds of food. We all love to cook, and everyone in the organization is, I think, probably involved, because the music is, of course, what all of the talent are really professionally, you know, that's what they do.
Right.
But the notion that they could integrate it around the possibility of enjoying the experiences with food is, of course, a real added value.
Sure. It's a fusion of the two
art
forms.
It is. And we are, as I said, a relatively nascent idea. And so we have explored and have discussed and are looking at all sorts of different interesting, fun, and entertaining ways to bring our musical experience to life for our potential fans and listeners and audiences and wherever we can perform. So that might include actually our performance, including a chef and cooking along with the singing as we evolve. So food obviously is going to be a nice, important part of the way our performance is experienced. Tastings, if you will.
I was thinking before the program, I'm like, I wonder if you're a singer, like what your eating strategy is. Like, I'm guessing you probably can't have a big meal right before you're about to perform, but, you know, is it like other, or do you have to really fuel up the night before? I mean, what's the...
You know, that's a good question, and I'm not the right guy to answer it. I'd be telling you I'm making it up. I'm not the singer, so... From what I can see, I don't think they really worry too much about what they do as long as they've got themselves, you know, energized. It's in however way that, whatever way that works, whether it's, you know, coffee, tea, or, you know, a big meal.
Well, I think opera singers, and I don't really know if this is true, but I know growing up, I definitely always had the impression that opera singers were fairly robust in nature, but maybe
yeah,
that was like...
I was just thinking that, too.
You know, I think that's a bit of a stereotype.
Yeah.
our group of folks are all relatively...
yeah, we won't get you in trouble
they're,
here.
They're youthful. They're all in their in the younger side of their you know... And they're all relatively, actually, they're all wonderfully good looking, and no one is overweight or exceptionally out of control. So just what can I tell you? You
know, good looking musicians who love food.
You know, it's...
Wait, what's the address?
Yeah, it's really intended to break down a lot of the stereotypes that everyone may have about opera and the notion of what that is and how and what that could be a really not relevant. From our point of view, we've sort of decided that we don't have to live by the rules. We just want to be able to bring this experience of enjoying cultural sort of mix of the food that comes from around the world and the experience of music comes from around the world. So therein lies sort of the notion of opera. Opera is in Italy and Spanish opera. There's Russian opera. There's German opera. Same with the food. So there was this sort of natural, well, why not tell those stories, if you will, through songs that kind of speak to the food directly. So rather than telling love stories, we're singing about food. Who knows where we're going to go?
Well, why don't we... We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, and then we're going to hear a little bit of another one of your tracks. What is it that we're going to be listening to?
We're going to listen to Gamberoni.
Gamberoni. So tell us about that a little bit.
Gamberoni is one of our favorites, one of my favorites anyway. It is a musical piece of work set to a Mario Batali recipe.
Nice. Well... Great. Hang tight. We're going to hear a quick sponsor, and then we'll jump right into a little bit of performance from the Kitchen Opera Company.
You're listening to Memorial Day by Iggy Dean on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Jenkins from Fairway Markets. I've devoted my idiot career to the old ways, the old recipes, the old tools, the old geography of where serious foods come from for centuries. And I've strived to make these wonderful things available to New Yorkers for 37 years, so it's a fait accompli for us to support Heritage Radio Network. And I hope you will too, and I hope you'll keep tuning in. For more information, please visit fairwaymarket.com.
Gamberoni, cazzalinga, siciliana. It's a secret recipe from my grandmama. She don't like for me to tell you, but I'm gonna. So don't write it down, don't tell anyone. You see it coming, you tell me to run. Everybody, la 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 la. Hey! started off with your favorite 10 to 12 inch sorry pan. Heat the olive oil medium high till all was smoking. Add the onion and celery, cook until it's softened. Then add the tomatoes, the capers, the currants, the pineapple masala, the red pepper flakes. Add in your fennel seeds, throw in a bay leaf and bring it to a boil. Gamberoni Cazzolinga Siciliana. It's a secret recipe from my grandmama. She don't like for me to tell you, but I'm gonna. So don't write it down, don't tell anyone. You see it coming, you tell me to run. Everybody, la 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 la, hey! Lay the shrimp and tomato mix in with layer. If you hear grandma come and say your prayers, cover up, lower the heat, then simmer for 4 minutes. Then turn up the heat, salt and pepper to taste. Leave it 5 minutes to sit in one place. We got some time, pour out some wine and everybody sing. Gamberoni Cazzolinga Siciliana. It's a secret recipe from my grandmama. She don't like for me to tell you, but I'm gonna. So don't write it down, don't tell anyone. You see it coming, you tell me to run. You think I'm kidding, but she got a gun. Grandma got eyes in the back of her head. She catches us and we're gonna be dead. Everybody, la 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 la, hey! You think that it looks good, just wait till you taste. But you tell grandma's secret, she's gonna break your face. You can serve a dish nice and warm or you can let cool. Better keep quiet, I heard a noise. And grandmama, no fool, run! Oh no, better take it to go. Gamberoni Cazzolinga Siciliana. Gamberoni Cazzolinga Siciliana. Gamberoni Cazzolinga Siciliana. Everybody, la 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 la. Hey, everybody, la 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 la. Hey!
All right, we are back. That was Gamberoni by the Kitchen Opera Company, a Mario Batali recipe set to music. So, who is the singer on that track?
That features Rylan pretty much on his own in that particular track. Yeah, that's Rylan Angel by himself. There were no other singers as I can. Yeah.
Very catchy song. So did you have to get permission from Mario to use his recipe for this?
He's aware that we're using it, yes. We would, yes. We have involved as many different diverse types of personalities as we can. It's part of the fun. In fact, we look to have a lot more. We see so many different really entertaining ways to represent this idea. And right now we're working on a program that's called Per la Salute, which is a tribute to Italy. And will be about all things Italian and music and food. So,
and that sounds great.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the many different types of programs and ideas that we're going to be working on. We have a kids program in the works, and we want to be able to take this idea out and really represent it to all sorts of different types of partners and audiences. Obviously, we'd like to see this be a successful entity that can, allow for people to make a living and sell music, and partner in unusual, interesting opportunities with marketers who are interested in the food world, chefs that might see the value of working with us, and, as I said, just sort of inventing the notion of how music and food are organized and putting it together in a way that makes it enjoyable as well as commercially sort of viable.
Sure. So at the top of the show, we heard kind of an ode to food, the food track, and then we just heard the Gamberoni. What are some of the other topics and the other recordings that you guys have done so far?
Well, we like to blend a little bit of the eccentric and esoteric and as traditional as with some of the more sort of novel. So the musical ideas in this mix that we have that's on the website today are sort of the first record of demos that we have organized. And those songs were, there's a song about chocolate, there's a song about cheese, there's a song about bread, there's a song about vegetarians, there's a song about salad, there's a song about tea, coffee, there's a song about mooncakes. We've got a song about hamburger and french fries. We've got music and more ideas for more songs than you can imagine. And so it's such a great category to sort of take develop from a musical point of view because it's endless. And the different sensibilities and ideas that we can bring to integrating the concept of food into music are really just unbelievable. It makes it so much fun. Wine, we have a song about wine, and we're going to just go for it, you know. So we hope that people will take advantage of our idea and enjoy it with their families. As I said, it's really intended to be something that everyone can listen to.
Awesome. Both of the tracks we heard were pretty hilarious, I have to say. So it seems like you have a great sense of humor about the work you're doing as well. Is that incorporated in most of the...
Absolutely. The music is intended to be pure entertainment.
Yeah.
We do have a very serious group of singers, though, and they are traditional opera singers. So they come to our repertoire with a very serious sort of sensibility from that professional point of view, but the entertainment value is very high. And we do have a little, we have some parts of our repertoire which are intended to appeal to the opera aficionado who may sort of look for that very robust, pure operatic kind of idea. And we do that. I think one of our singers, Hai Ting, sings the Coffee Cantata by Bach.
Wow.
It's a brilliant piece of music. It's really hard to sing, and she does it great. And that's a little less obvious than what you and I just listened to. But nonetheless, still entirely entertaining and, you know, refreshingly different, if you ask me. Maybe that's, you know, I'm a little biased, obviously, but I think we really do have something really unique. So.
But nothing like I've ever heard, I have to say. No, you guys had, just had a special project you were doing for Valentine's Day, is that right?
Yeah, well, the Kitchen Opera Company as an idea is intended to be something that we can work with partners of all kinds, and especially partners who see the benefit of using our music to help promote their products and their services in the food world. So we've opened up our own little storefront, and we're starting slowly, and we partnered in February with the Lilac Chocolate Company, and they're based in the New York City area, and they have a beautiful factory right here in Brooklyn, and they make a nice old-fashioned chocolate, and for Valentine's Day, we put a big violin in the box, a chocolate violin, and it's a Kitchen Opera Company box of chocolates, and it's a specialty item, and we sort of are going to create limited edition food items that are musically sort of inspired. We have another boutique chocolate maker who wants to do a box inspired by the divas of opera, so we're going to do that. And we have intentions with some other great companies. We've talked to cheese companies and tea companies and what have you, and we intend to open up a little bit of just an experience where people not only get to listen, they can enjoy something that maybe they haven't seen or tasted before.
Nice. Well, we are just about out of time. I want to give Joe, who's engineering the show for us today, a moment to cue up. I want to hear one more song before we head out. What should we...
Well, that's great. We'd love that. Well, maybe we should hear the chocolate song.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Gotta end with a little dessert.
Yeah. Before we tuck into the song... if folks want to get involved in the company, if they want to be singers or play other supportive roles, what's the best way for them to kind of get in touch? And are you looking for anything in particular right now?
You know, we are, actually. On the talent side, I can't speak so much to that because we have such great people working with us, but it's always fun to hear people who would like to be involved. We have a great need, though, for young people who might be interested in working with fabulous group of musicians and singers in developing some of our other areas of our business. So we're interested in interns if they're out there. Love to hear from them. And they can reach out to us directly off the website And there's phone numbers and contact information all sitting right there, so they shouldn't hesitate to pick up and dial away.
Yeah, just great. Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
Also, there are a lot of people that request to download our music on our website. If anyone wants to take our music and kind of mesh it up into a music video or use it for your own projects, feel free to go to our website, subscribe, sign up, send us an email. We'll gladly send you the song.
That's right.
Great.
Nice. Great. So we are going to head out with another song from the Kitchen Opera Company. This one is Chocolate.
So what could be better than Chocolate?
So enjoy the track. And if you want to hear more, visit them at www.kitchenoperacompany.com or follow them on Twitter at Kitchen Opera. Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the studio today on what I'm sure is the first of many visits.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Dum, 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 ba-da-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-da-da-dum. What could be better than chocolate? I haven't discovered a lot yet. That could be better than chocolate. Bittersweet milk, white or dark. What could be better than chocolate? Makes me so thrilled when I've got it. What could be better than chocolate? It does sweet things to my heart. Creamy and dreamy, hot cocoa so steamy on cold winter afternoons. Everything's better when covered in lovely fondue. Boom, buddy, da, what could be better than chocolate? I hadn't discovered a lot yet. That could be better than chocolate. Be Belgian or Swiss, tried and true. What could be better than chocolate? Makes me so thrilled when I've got it. Only thing better than chocolate is when I enjoy it with you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.